Missionary history. Next year marks the bicentennial of their arrivals in the islands. Partners in Change, that's a title of one of two books just published in a nod to that milestone. Ralph Kam, who authored one of the sections of the book, Kokua Aku, Kokua Mai, joined us in the studio this week to give us a sneak preview.
The missionaries arrived shortly after the death of Kamehameha, so in 1820. So 2020 is going to be the bicentennial of their arrival. And because of that, these books were reworked. So Partners in Change is, the fourth in a series. So the first one was published in 1901. It really was a missionary album. They were just trying to preserve the pictures of what the missionaries looked like.
And then beautiful images in this book.
Yes, we were able to get images, the original images. And today's technology is such that the scanning of them is so much better than it was in the past. And so these images are much richer, but the detail is better. Between that missionary album and this book, they started adding small, short biographical sketches of the missionaries to add to them. But really, they were just short items, when they were born, when they died, when they got married. And so this book even expands it more. And that's part of the reason I think the title was changed, because no longer was it just a missionary album of pictures. It was really an expanded version of those books, and expanded in the sense that it added Tahitian and Native Hawaiian partners in that process of bringing Christianity to Hawaii.
So it's just a little different dimension than the previous books.
A much more broader dimension.
Wonderful resource for our history, really, here in Hawaii.
So the other things that are in the book that I think will assist people are images of things that don't exist anymore. So Kauai House started out as a halepili, a large halepili, because it could seat 1,000 people, but nevertheless made in the traditional Hawaiian way. And you get to see that pictures of those sorts of structures, and also the new structures that were built out of coral, like Kauai How, the wood frame house that the missionaries had shipped over here. So all of these structures are illustrated in this book. And besides that, you also get some of the pictures of the boats that they came over on.
Okay.
So these ships, the first ship that came over was roughly, I would say, if you can picture a football field from the 30-yard line to the goal line, that's the size of the ship. And the time that they stayed on the ship to get here, sometimes 5 months. One of the longer voyages, though they had stops on it, was almost 3/4 of a year. So these people that came here were committed, and they knew the sorts of voyages that they would have to take.
So the second book, tell us about that.
Okay, the second book is Kokua Aku, Kokua Mai. It's it has five different ways that the missionaries and the ali'i helped transform Hawaii together.
And you helped write a section of that book.
I wrote the section that dealt with the impact of Nahimeni Hawaii. So Nahimeni Hawaii was the first book that was published in Hawaii. It wasn't the Bible, wasn't a gospel, wasn't one of the letters in the New Testament. It was a hymn book. And I think that they did the hymn book because they saw the impact of music on the Hawaiian people. One of the things that struck me was that the people that were translating the Hawaiian were not native speakers. So Hiram Bingham was one of them, and the other was William Ellis from the London Missionary Society. So those two individuals were the ones translating. But I think that they recognized the difficulty of taking hymns, which are basically poetry, and using a very poetic language such as Hawaiian to create Hawaiian hymns. And so what they did was they had individuals that were in the ali'i class who were very well versed with the Hawaiian language, people like Kalani Moku, and he would read the final drafts of these translations and make comments on them. So it was very much a partnership in crafting these hymns. The hymns were, to say the least, very different from the music that was in Hawaii prior to this use of harmony. So you had the chants, which are beautiful in their own right, but you also have these new hymns. And one of the reasons I think that the hymns were so well accepted was there were Tahitians that came with William Ellis, who had been sent by the London Missionary Society to Tahiti, and they were able to sing hymns that had been produced in Tahiti. And so the king, Liholiho, was astounded by the hymns that were first sung by these Tahitian visitors. And Hawaii also had a very high regard for Tahiti. And because of that, I think there was even more impressive to the king.
So because they were familiar then with Tahitian language, it made it easier to do the Hawaiian interpretation?
Yes. So William Ellis came from Tahiti, and he helped print an edition of the equivalent of Nahimene Hawaii in Tahitian. And he said that he actually learned the language by typesetting that language because it was a physical thing, but it was also a mental thing. And so that process helped him to learn Tahitian, and then when he came to Hawaii, to learn the Hawaiian language. And so you have an individual who is well-versed in Tahitian, who is applying those same skills to the Hawaiian language.
So do you have a favorite hymn in Hawaiian?
I do, but it's actually not in Nahimene.
But
so
what is it?
The hymn would be the doxology.
Okay. Yes, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. I love how great thou art.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite. So the other sections of the book?
Look at various other aspects of the... So when the missionaries came, they had no Hawaiian alphabet. They had to form a Hawaiian alphabet. How do you do that? So... Albert Schutz is a linguist, and you know he has very deep knowledge into how alphabets are formed. There is just a collaboration that occurred between the missionaries and the Ali'i during the first 20 years. And then the late Malcolm Chun has a chapter here on Hawaiian medicine. And there's that interaction between Western medicine and Hawaiian medicine. And then, of course, under Kamehameha III, Hawaii became a constitutional monarchy. And there was that interplay between the missionaries who were familiar with constitutional models and the Ali'i who were very eager to learn about how they fit within the broader world around them.
So the name of that book again is?
Kokua Aku Kokua Mai.
Kokua Aku Kokua Mai translates to help others be helped. Look for it at the upcoming Book and Music Festival.